Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry here with Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority.
平安，这里是拉比克兰卓关于古老的圣经原则和属天权柄的播客。
Why would you be interested in something that's so old, and why would you need kingdom authority? Because when you read in the book, it's all about covenants, oaths, and promises, and they're yours because Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, and he said at Passover, it is finished.
你为什么会对如此古老的圣经原则感兴趣？为什么你会需要天国的权柄？因为当你在阅读圣经时，他们都是关于盟约、誓言和应许的，他们都是属于你的。因为主基督耶稣在逾越节死在十字架上时，他说成了。
He paid for these ancient principles and kingdom authority to be in you, so all those who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, and he is the Passover lamb.
耶稣为这些古老的圣经原则和天国的权柄在你的里面而付出了代价，所以所有那些呼求主名的人就必得救。耶稣就是逾越节的羔羊。
He paid a price, and he wants you to be able to exercise and learn and use those kingdom authorities from the ancient principles with the grace, the power, and the love that he paid for at the cross at Calvary.
耶稣付出了代价，他希望你能够带着他在骷髅地十字架上所付上代价而带来的恩典、能力和爱，由你来运用、学习和使用那些来自古老圣经原则的属天权柄。
So, in this podcast, I'm answering some of your questions. This is post-Passover and Resurrection Sunday.And we brought a prophetic message of 5783, 2023, focusing on the number three, focusing on wholeness, focusing on body, soul, and spirit, walking complete, walking in the covenants of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, walking in relationship with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
所以在这个播客当中，我回答你们的一些问题，这是逾越节和我们庆祝耶稣复活的周日之后，我们所带来的先知性信息，就是5783年，也就是2023年，我们专注于其中的数字三，专注于完整性，专注于身心灵，完全行在亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神的盟约之中，行走在与圣父、圣子、圣灵的关系之中。
We talked about divine alignment, covenant.Protection. We talked about the nine blessings of Passover, which provides provision and protection and empowerment.
我们谈到了与神的对齐，盟约下的保护。我们谈到了逾越节的九个祝福，它提供了供应、保护和权柄的赋予。
We talked about sowing your Passover seed.And being able to put a demand on that to bring prosperity and peace into your life and protection.
我们谈到了你播下的逾越节种子，它能够给你的生活带来昌盛、平安和保护。
So you can go through these podcasts, but what I want to talk to you about today is one of the questions that you've asked, and I really kind of want to just talk to you one-on-one about this because this is so important. It says,
所以你可以再去听这些播客，但是我今天想和你谈谈的是你们问的问题，因为我真的很想和你们一对一的谈这个问题，这太重要了。
Here's your question. What is the significance of leaving Egypt to a born-again believer?
这个问题是，离开埃及对于一个重生的基督徒有什么意义？
Oh my gosh.This, well, I could say I could write a book on this. I actually did write a book on this called Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage.
实际上关于这一点，我确实写了一本相关的书，它的名字叫做《寻回被遗忘的根源》。
You can get that any place, you know, good books are sold. But listen, this is the message of my life when you say why.
你可以在任何的地方找到这本书，好书是公开售卖的。但是也请你听好，当你问为什么时，这是关于我生命的经历。
But in 33 years of being around believers and non-believers, because I work on both sides of the fence, I work with governmental people and And I work with leaders all over the world.
在过去的33年时间里面，我与信徒、非信徒在一起。我既与信徒一起工作，我也与政府人员一起工作。我与全世界各地的领袖一起工作。
And in fact, a lot of the work I do is with unsaved people. So I have to understand the way of the world, but understand that I am not of the world. But my understanding of God's kingdom and my understanding of God's world and how to bridge those two together is what brings success.
事实上，我做的很多工作都是与未得救的人一起做的，所以我必须理解世界运作的方式，但我也明白我并不属于这个世界，并且我也有对天国、对神的话语的理解，而如何将这两者连接在一起是带来成功的原因。
I'm going to say it again. I have to understand who I'm speaking to, who is functioning mentally and making decisions out of humanistic,let's say, even unsanctified ways, and then I'm...
我要再说一遍，我必须了解和我说话的人以及他们的思维模式，并且知道他们是如何从属世界的思维模式，甚至是不圣洁的方式当中所做出决定的。
Coming as a king's kid, born again, king and priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, walking in the spirit, walking in making choices based off the Bible...and the Holy Spirit. So how do I make that bridge?
但我已经是一个重生的属天国的子女，我已根据神的法令，照着麦基洗德的等次成为君王和祭司。我行走在圣灵中，基于圣经和圣灵做出选择。那么我该如何成为这座连接两边的桥呢？
And the first thing that you have to dois you have to make a decision that you're going to exchange your Greek Hellenized thinking for biblical Hebraic thought. And that's where people struggle. But I can tell you, I'm a student of it. I'm still studying, but I've been doing this for 33 years in my life.
你要做的第一件事情就是要做出决定，要把你属世界的受限的思想转化成符合圣经原则的思想，这也是人们所挣扎的地方。但我可以告诉你，我已经做了33年。
And I feel like I have an advantage because when I sit down with...in a meeting, in a business meeting, and I'm sitting down with people who understand all the ways of the world, which I understand a lot of that's where I came from.
我感觉我有一个优势，比如当我在一个商务的会议上和那些了解世界所有运作方式的人坐在一起，我很明白他们，因为这就是我所来自的地方。
So I'm understanding like how they're processing. I understand what they're bringing and what they're trying to do to control the situation to the outcome of what they desire.
所以我理解他们是如何处理事情的。我理解他们带来的什么，以及他们试图做些什么来控制局势，以达到他们想要的效果。
So when I'm in that business or that negotiation, I know they're doing that. I'm coming from a biblical place.But I'm also communicating what I want to happen.
因此，当我从事这项业务谈判时，我知道他们正在那样做。但我来自于一个符合圣经原则的地方，我也在传达我想要事情发生的方向。
The advantage that I have and the advantage you can have is if your mind is not thinking, you have another set of thoughts that are biblical, God's covenant.You pray.
我的优势并且你也可以有的优势是，如果你的头脑没有思考，你有另外一套来自于圣经原则，来自于神的盟约的思维模式。
You proclaimed, you decreed, you did all the spiritual warfare, silencing the enemy before you even went into that meeting. So you...
你祷告了，你宣告了，你发布了命令，你做了所有的属灵征战，甚至在你进入那个会议之前就已经让敌人沉默了。
You have a huge advantage. They don't understand the power of that.
所以你有一个巨大的优势，而对方没有，他们并不明白其中的力量。
you do, you've arrested all those spirits, and now you're at a place, let's say, where you're doing a business negotiation and you're getting ready to close the deal. So to say, I have an earbud, not really, but I have the Holy Spirit whispering into my ear saying, you know what, just sit there and look him in the eye and don't say a word. He says, I've already closed this.
而你明白这样的力量，你已经抓住了所有的灵。现在你在一个地方，比如说你正在进行商业谈判，并且准备完成这个交易。那么你有一个来自圣灵的耳机，虽然它不是真的耳机，但是圣灵在你的耳边低语说，你知道吗？只要坐在那里，看着对方的眼睛，而且别出声音。神说，我已经做成了这个交易。
And if you understand in business, usually when the ask goes, whoever speaks first either wins or loses. So if I'm putting out the request and it gets silenced, which is uncomfortable.
如果你也知道在商业谈判当中通常谁先主动说话要么赢要么输。因此如果我提出了请求但整个氛围沉默了。就会让人很不自在。
And I sit there with a smile and look them in the eye, and the Holy Spirit says, just be still.
我微笑着坐在那里，看着他们的眼睛，圣灵说，要静默。
The Holy Spirit is working, the angels are working in that situation. And so I have an advantage of God's blessing, God's favor, but God's ways and God's trust.
圣灵在工作，天使在那种情况下运作，所以我有了优势，因为我有神的祝福，神的恩惠，神的方式，还有神的信任。
And I know that the Lord has given us the key of David, so he opens doors no man can shut. So why, and I know I'm answering this a long way, but this is so important to me for you.
我知道神已经给了我们大卫的钥匙，所以他打开了没有人能关上的门。为什么呢？我知道我回答这个问题回答得很长，但这对于你来说非常的重要。
Is that if you'll start retraining your mind to be more spiritual and biblical and in alignment with God, here's the biggest thing when I go into a business deal, I want to make sure it's balanced scales, I want to make sure I can deliver what I'm saying so I'm not a liar,And I want to make sure I've done my homework enough with the person and the group I'm talking with so that I've already answered all their objections before I sit down at that table.
如果你开始重新训练你的思想，使它更加属灵，并且符合圣经，与神对齐，那么这是非常重要的事情。当你在进行商业交易的时候，想确保它是公平的，我要确保能把我说的话说出来，因为我不想说谎。我想确保我已经对我正在交谈的人和小组做足了功课，以便在我坐下之前已经回答了他们可能所有的反对意见。
I've done my homework. I've vetted the situation. I understand who they are. I understand what they want.
我已经做足了功课，我已经审查了情况，我明白他们是谁，我也知道他们想要什么。
Because first of all, I'm not going to spend any time with them unless I can feel like this is a win-win situation for the kingdom of God.
除非我知道这对于神国来说是一个双赢的情况，否则我也不会提前在他们身上花太多的时间。
So I've done the due diligence, but I don't need to go into their manipulative world of how they do stuff. I can just come in as a king's kid and say, this is what we're offering you. This is what I know we can deliver, and I know we'll do it as an excellent job. I know we're good at this. I feel comfortable with that.
So I 我做了尽职调查，但我不需要进入到对方所操纵的世界当中去做事。我可以作为一个天国的孩子进来说，这就是我们能够为你提供的，这也是我所知道我们能够提供的。我知道我们会把它当做一项非常出色的工作来完成，我知道我们擅长这个，我感到很自在。
I just humbly submit to you, if you really would like to do this project with us, we're excited to partner with you, and we promise you with great passion We will do everything we can. We know we're not perfect, but we'll do everything we can to hold up our end and do even more. Because
因此，我只是谦虚地向你们表达我的意见。如果你们真的很想与我们一起做这个项目，我们会很高兴，并且以极大的热情向你保证，我们将竭尽所能。我知道我们并不完美，但是我们愿意尽一切努力来做得更多。
Because that's how we're raised. We're raised to give over and abundant. We have an abundant lifestyle. And we want this to be better for you than it is for us. That's our heart.
我们为什么会这样做呢？是因为我们就是这样长大的。我们被养育是为了输出，为了变得更加丰盛，并且有更加丰盛的生活方式。我们希望这对您来说比我们更好，这就是我们的心。
Now, I don't have to tell them that's Jesus, but what I just said is Jesus' business.
所以我不必告诉他们那就是耶稣，但是我刚刚所说的就是关乎耶稣的事。
So that's having that Jesus mindset. That's having that word mindset. And
所以这就是拥有耶稣的心态，这就是拥有神的话语的心态。
And I can tell you, they don't say no.
我可以告诉你们，他们不会说不。
If by the time we vetted them, by the time we've prayed, we fasted, we've done the spiritual warfare, the deal is already closed before we sit down at the table. But we have to stay within that realm. And by doing that, answering your question, that's why a Christian needs to get rid of the Egyptian mindset. Otherwise, you're a slave to money.
当我们已经审查他，当我们已经祷告，当我们已经进食，我们已经做了属灵征战。在当我们坐下来之前，交易其实已经完成了，但是我们必须保持在灵里警醒的状态当中。我通过这样的解释来回答你的问题，这就是基督徒需要摆脱备受控制的、被所左右的埃及人的思维，否则你就会成为金钱的奴隶。
You know, any deal that I can't get up and walk away from, because of the money, then I don't need to be in the deal. If the money's got me hooked,then I'm not in any spiritual condition to be negotiating that deal. It can't be about the money. It can't be about the prosperity.
你知道有什么交易是我不能站起来走开的吗？是因为钱吗？那么我不需要参与这个交易。如果钱让我上瘾，那么我没有很好的属灵精神状态来谈这笔交易。所以不可能是钱的问题，它不可能和丰盛相关。
It has to be about this.Lord, are you asking me to partner with this project for your kingdom, yes or no? And if it is, the Lord is taking care of me financially. I don't do it for the money. If you're doing...
它必须是关乎这个。主啊，你是要我为你的国参与到这个项目的合作当中吗？如果是这样的话，主啊，你会在经济上照顾我，而我不是为了钱而这样做。
Doing it for the money, that's Greek thinking. That's that Hellenized Egyptian thought.
如果你是为了钱而做，那就是被奴役、被限制的思想。
And yes, you can prosper with that, but not nearly as much as if you'll invest and transform your mind into that Christ in you, spirit-led principles and understanding, watching podcasts like this, ancient principles of kingdom authority.
是的，你可以因此而昌盛，但那样的昌盛不会像你在投资和转变你的思想，变成那个来让耶稣引导你的思想，以及理解我们在这个播客当中所提到的古老的圣经原则之后的昌盛那样。
Okay, so that was a long answer, but something that, man, that's just so important.
这是一个很长的回答，但十分的重要。
The second question you have, can you share about the Passover of Moses?
那么第二个问题是，可以分享一下关于摩西的逾越节吗？
Absolutely. And then the next question after that is, because I think I'm going to combine them so you know where we're going, can you share about the Passover of Jesus?
我当然可以回答这个问题，并且我想把接下来的下一个问题也要结合在一起说。下一个问题就是，你可以分享一下关于耶稣的逾越节吗？
Okay, let's compare the two. Okay, because when Jesus was at the Last Supper, it really wasn't the Last Supper. He was celebrating Passover, so he was celebrating what happened to Moses.
好，让我们来比较一下两者。 当耶稣在最后的晚餐时，他在庆祝逾越节，所以他在庆祝发生在摩西身上的事。
Okay, so let's look at Moses and let's look at Jesus.
好，让我们来看一下摩西，再让我们来看看耶稣。
Okay, so here's Moses. Moses was raised in Egypt. He goes out to the wilderness. He's transformed. He has an encounter with God on Mount Sinai.
这是摩西。摩西他在埃及长大，他走到旷野，他被转化了。他在西奈山上与神相遇。
And he says, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go, that they might worship me.
神对他说，去告诉法老，让我的百姓走，让他们敬拜我。
So now here he comes, and he has to face these plagues. There's 10 plagues, he faces them. And the reason he has to face the plague and there's not just immediate deliverance is because behind each one of those plagues is an Egyptian idol or God.
摩西必须面对这一些瘟疫，这十种瘟疫。他之所以要面对瘟疫，不仅仅是立即生效的拯救，是因为每一场瘟疫的背后都有一个埃及偶像或小神。
And so he's actually giving the children of Israel a demonstration. Hey, you guys been slaves long enough. You've forgotten the ways of Joseph from 400 years ago. So
he 他其实是在给以色列的人做说明。他说，嘿，你们当奴隶的时间够长了，你已经忘记了400年前的约瑟和约瑟的神。
Oh, you need to know this. All these gods, the sun god, the water gods, etc., etc., all these gods, they are nothing compared to what's in my staff, Moses' staff.
所以你必须要知道这一点，所有这些埃及的神，太阳神、水神，与摩西我手中的杖相比，都算不了什么。
Staff. Okay, what I'm bringing from the mountain of God, he overcomes them all, and so he made a demonstration of them, not just for the Jewish people, but for Egypt as well. Egypt needed to know that the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was more powerful than all their river gods and the different things that they, the Ra, the sun god, all the different ones that he...
摩西从神的身上所带来的东西战胜了一切，所以摩西向他们做了一个示范和说明。这不仅仅是为了犹太人，而且对于埃及来说，埃及人也需要知道摩西的神、亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神比他们所有的河神、太阳神都要强大。
He was more powerful, so he made a demonstration of that. Okay, now when it gets down to the end, Pharaoh curses Moses with death of the firstborn.
摩西做了一个很好的示范。当事情讲到最后时，法老用长子的死来诅咒摩西。
And so that's what happens with Moses. That's how Moses became Moses. His name Moses, Moshe in Hebrew means drawn out. He was drawn out of the water.
所以这也是发生在摩西身上的事情。你知道摩西是如何成为摩西的？他的名字摩西 Moshe 意思就是从水里被拉出来。
So now here it is, full cycle again. He's delivering the children of Israel, and God says, okay, I am going to leave a pattern, an ancient principle of kingdom authority behind, and I want you...
所以现在一整个循环又来了。摩西在拯救以色列人，神说，好，我要留下一个模式，一个背后有着古老的圣经原则和天国权柄的模式。
To follow it. Here it is.The death angel's coming, okay? And if you're going to be safe from the death angel because the demon in Pharaoh spoke it out, it's coming in to kill the firstborn, and...
我需要你来遵循他。灭命的天使要来到，因为法老中的魔鬼说出来了，他就要来了。他进来杀死家中头生的孩子，如
The only way out of it is for you to obey, to go into your house, take a lamb without spot or blemish, take the blood of that lamb, put it on the doorpost and the lintels, go into the house and consume all the lamb with fire, Don't fix leavened bread, but unleavened bread. Eat it in haste as quick as you can, because in the morning, once this death angel is out of here, then you guys are heading out of Goshen, out of Egypt, and you're heading across the wilderness. You're going to part the Red Sea, and you're coming into your promised land. You're leaving. It's over.
如果你要远离灭命的天使，唯一的出路就是你要顺服。你要进入到你的房子当中，取一只无瑕疵的羊羔，并取那只羊羔的血，涂在家门的门框和门楣上，并且进屋吃完所有用火烤过的羊肉，不要吃发酵的面包，而是用无酵面包，要尽可能的很快吃掉它。因为早上一旦这个灭命的天使来，你们就要离开歌山，离开埃及，穿过旷野。你们将穿过分开的红海，将进入到你们的应许之地。你们正在离开，这一切都要结束了。
So where were they redeemed? They were redeemed because they were in the house with the lamb and the blood was on the door.
那么他们在哪里被救赎了呢？他们被救赎是因为他们和羔羊一起在房子里，血在门框和门楣上。
Okay, so let's kind of compare this now over here with Jesus. So what happens to Jesus? Jesus is born, and he's born in Bethlehem, and Herod hears about it, and what does he say? Death of all the firstborn, all the male children that are alive at that time.
好，现在让我们把这个和耶稣比较一下。那么耶稣会怎么样呢？耶稣出生了，他出生在伯利恒。希律王听到这个事情，他就颁布法令说，所有家里头生的长子，所有当时活着的男孩都死了。那么耶稣要去哪里呢？
So where does he have to go? Jesus has to flee to Egypt. So he flees to Egypt to get away. It's the same pattern as Moses.
耶稣必须逃到埃及，所以他逃到埃及，这与摩西的模式相同。
It's the same pattern as Moses. But now when he comes back into the promised land, it's time to redeem the Jewish people and all the people who call on the world.
但是现在，当他回到应许之地，是时候要救赎犹太人，并且用羔羊的血呼召世界上的人了。
With what? The blood of the lamb. But the only difference with this story is he is the lamb. And it's his blood that's going to redeem them. But
这个故事唯一的区别就是耶稣就是那无瑕疵的羔羊，是耶稣用他的血来救赎这世上的人。
But it's the same story. It's not putting blood, so to say, on a house, but he's putting blood on a cross.
但它其实是一样的故事。这不是把血涂在房子的门框上，而是耶稣把血留在了十字架上。
What he's doing is a covenant act. He says, vertically, I am reconciling heaven to earth, but I'm also horizontally reconciling man on earth.
耶稣所做的是一个盟约行为。他说，纵向的，我是在用我的血使天与地和好；横向的，我也是在用我的血使世界上的地上的人和好。
By the blood of the lamb. And it was literally Passover when Jesus was celebrating Passover at the Last Supper. It was a Passover. He was celebrating the redemption of what Moses did for his people, knowing that he was going to become, in the same pattern, he was going to become the Lamb of God.He was going to deliver. It's the same story.
当耶稣在最后的晚餐，实际上是逾越节时，他正在庆祝摩西为他的百姓所做的救赎，并且知道他自己也要变成同样的模式。他就要成为神的羔羊，要救赎在这地上的人。这其实是一样的故事。
When you're born again, you have to get all the way into the house. You have to consume all of the lamb. You haveto take the blood of Jesus in this house, and you have to plead the blood of Jesus, so to say, over the lintels and the doorpost of your heart. You have to invite the lamb in, you have to consume it, but here's the key is you...
所以当你重生时，你必须进到屋里，你必须吃完所有的羔羊，也就是神的道，你必须在这个房子里取耶稣的血，你必须恳求耶稣的血涂抹在你新房的 门楣上，额头上。你必须邀请羔羊进到你的生命当中来，你必须吃掉它。
Don't stay a slave in Egypt after the lamb saved you from slavery.
但最关键的是，在羔羊把你从奴役当中拯救出来之后，你不能再在埃及做奴隶了。
You leave Egypt, you head out across your Red Sea, across your wilderness, and you embrace your promised land.
你已经离开了埃及，穿过红海、旷野，你拥抱了你的应许之地。
And understanding that you've been a slave for so many years that you listen to Moses' word. Moses said, let my people go that they might worship who? Their true God. They're going to need to learn it. And
并且你需要明白你已经做了那么多年的奴隶。你且听摩西说的话。摩西说让我的子民去吧让他们敬拜他们的真神他们需要学习他。
So the wandering in the wilderness was learning how to trust and to learn how to obey and do it God's way.
因此在旷野流浪的人要学习如何信任如何顺服并且按照神的方式来行事。
I'm so excited for you. If you'd like to watch our Passover, go to KurtLandry.com and you can go to our YouTube channel and it's archived there.
我十分为你感到兴奋。如果你想观看我们的逾越节视频，请访问柯兰卓士工的网站。你可以访问《微牧之歌》的网页，关于逾越节的影片已经存档在先知拉比柯兰卓的信息当中。
You can still participate.In our Passover, watch it, participate, sow your seed, and be set free from that Egyptian ways of thinking.
你仍然可以观看、参加我们的逾越节，并且撒种。你可以从被奴役、被受限的思维模式当中释放。